Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Surviving for 3 Days, Part 2. I looked online to see what help one can get in assembling packs or buying pre-assembled packs and found costly items and unnecessary backpacks and many pre-packed kits were lacking. One of my friends decided to test their homemade 72-hour kit while camping on an island in the Wellington Harbour, and he provided a great video and hands-on information for a good guide. Again, check our links below for the video. He went to Kmart, Bunnings and Mitre 10, plus shopped online for what he needed. And he came up with a cheap but showerproof backpack, a drink bottle, rubbish bags, pack of 10 large black household ones, a torch and radio, both battery powered, spare batteries, a whistle, matches, rope, duct tape, multi-tool, water purification tablets, good quality work gloves, dust masks put out by Rivet, a toothbrush and toothpaste, a first aid kit, hand sanitizer, tissues, soap, energy lollies, emergency rain poncho, a space blanket, wet wipes, microfiber towel, and 3 days' worth of emergency survival rations. Other things you might like to think about putting on your list are walking shoes, cash, photo ID, other important documents, name and contact details of friends and family out of town in case they can help you, a list of friends and family that you can help if you have the time and resources to do so, cooking and eating utensils, warmth for overnight stays, a tent. Now, I looked up the survival rations that my friend took with him and found them online through a company that is just in Johnsonville, therefore it's easily accessible locally. Their product comes from the USA and guarantees a 5-year shelf life. One pack is enough for one person for 3 days. My friend said that it was not enough if you are walking around, as each meal provides you with only 1200 calories. However, in a survival situation, you're probably not going to be running around playing sports. Therefore, will be amply sufficient for low energy activities, like sitting and quietly consoling each other with good humour and just being together. The same company will provide the water purification tablets as well. I was interested in this readily available food as an afterthought, as I've already got one pack ready and am working on the other one that we need for the pair of us in this household. Some of the items you can shop around for. The $2 and $3 shops will give you a pretty good torch. We found that out by our continual reliance on one we got from that shop to use here in our mobile home. We even got our space blankets for only $3 from there as well, so it would pay for you to browse around these shops in your area with a shopping list of what you need first, before going to more expensive shops to get what you might need. And that's the end of part 2. You can read part 3 tomorrow. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.